Good evening. Welcome to the September 19th Planning Commission meeting. We will need at least six members present. Currently, we are at four. So we will pause here and hopefully we will have two more members join us.
And so if we get one more member, we can go ahead and hold the meeting and run through. Okay. We just won't have a voting quorum because of the quasi-judicial level of this and the recommendation. So we can hold the meeting, we can hold the presentation and the public hearing portion. But if we don't have a sixth person by then, we'll need to postpone the deliberation and recommendation vote till the next meeting when we do have two-thirds majority in order to continue the meeting. To get that far, we just need one more. So we're waiting for one, hopefully two.
Okay, and Aaron's usually so. Of course, if we only have, what do we have? One, two, three, four. If we only have four, we can't do anything.
No, that's why. Like, we'll have to wait. We'll kind of have to postpone right now, or just kind of take a little break and wait and see if we can get a fifth, so we can continue. Because the only thing you can do with less than a quorum is adjourn to a different time. So.
That'll be a first for me.
Amanda, did we get notice of anybody who wasn't going to be able to make it tonight?
We did hear from three members, so we were expecting six altogether, but
your phone number ends with 41. So you should be able to reset it through
the reset.
Yeah. If you go to you go to your web browser. It's kind of a process where you do this on a web page. And then you won't be able to go through that method.
Okay.
So at the very top, type in.
Here?
Yep. And you type in password reset. Microsoftonline.com. It's kind of has that all filled out, but you only need the right before .com, or you need that kind of cut.
Holy crud! How long is that?
And I did just hear from Commissioner Bowe. He'll be joining us shortly, so we'll have at least enough for a quorum.
Let's just say.
Let's just type it in.
Just enter. Okay, so there you want to type in, just because it's already filled it in.
Right.
So at the very bottom, you want to type in whatever letters you see in there. And it's going to ask you to type in your phone number.
Now I can redo my password, right?
Yep. Hopefully they don't match.
No, doesn't meet the length and requirement.
Okay, so that also means that it's if you've used that password before, nope. It won't take it.
I've changed it.
Okay.
There are some similarities, but not.
Okay. Try changing something. Maybe another piece of paper.
For members of the public, we are on a brief delay to iron out some technical difficulties and also waiting for a fifth planning commissioner so we have a quorum for the meeting. So just hold tight. Thanks for your patience. Okay, it looks like we have Commissioner Bo, our fifth planning commissioner, joining us here in just a second.
Were you able to get signed into Outlook? I'm in. You were able to get in.
Commissioner Bo, are you able to join by video tonight or will you just be audio? Oh, there we go. All right, Joe, or Chair Phillips, we are ready.
Okay. Again, welcome to the 19th September Planning Commission meeting. We will start with the online members' introductions.
Stacy Smith, representing South Kitsap.
Thank you.
Joey Soler, representing North Kitsap.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Bow, your microphone's off.
Stephen Bow, Central Kitsap.
Thank you.
Alan Bean, Central Kitsap.
And I'm Joe Phillips from North Kitsap. With that, we will go through the virtual hybrid meeting protocols. Please silence all your electronic devices during the meeting. If attending in person, please refrain from conversations with other attendees or staff during the meeting. If you wish to comment during the public comment period, we have four methods available. First, for those attending in person, you can indicate that you're going wish to speak and you'll be called upon. Second, for those virtual attendees, use the raised hand button at the bottom of the Zoom window. Your name will be called and your microphone will be unmuted. Third, call-in attendees can signal by pressing *9 on your keypad. Your last four digits of your phone number will be called and then you will be connected. You may need to use or dial *6 to unmute your phone. And fourth, we do accept written comments or testimony, and that can be submitted to the staff or emailed at awalston@kitsap.gov by 2 p.m. the day prior to the meeting. Please include the date of the meeting the comments are meant for, your name, and the agenda item or subject you're addressing. And those comments will be read at the appropriate time during the meeting. For all commenters, please state your name and the general area you live in. Comments are limited to 2 minutes for public comments and 3 minutes for public hearings. These times are adjustable by the chair when appropriate. Okay, that brings us to the adoption of agenda. We have a new method now. If there is no objections, we can go ahead and adopt the agenda. Do I have any objections? Nope. Okay, the agenda is adopted. Quick question, was everybody able to review the minutes for the 7:18 meeting? I know it came out kind of late, so if people wanted to delay that review of the minutes until the next meeting, that's acceptable. Do I have any? Nope. Okay. So I need a motion for the adoption of the minutes for 7:18. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to accept the minutes from 7:18. Are we, just one point of clarification, do we have enough of a quorum to make this vote?
Oh. We do. We do for administrative items, yes.
Right. Okay. Is there any corrections or comments on that? No. All those in favor of adopting the minutes for 7:18, please raise your hands. And okay, 5, it is passed. Thank you. The minutes for the September 5th meeting are going to be available at the next regular meeting. Because we have a public hearing for two public hearings for open space applications, I would propose that we combine the two general comments to the later comment period and move straight to the Lane open space application, unless there's any objections there. Nope. Okay. So we have item F, the Lane Open Space Application, number 22-05890. And Jenny Kreifels?
Yes, Kreifels. Thank you.
Kreifels. Thank you.
Hi, Commission, Planning Commission members. My name is Jenny Kreifels, and I am with DCD, Department of Community Development. And I'm really happy to be here because I don't know if you've ever been trapped on an island, but I was today. And so Orcas Island's ferries were down. And so we barely made it home on time to get to this meeting. So I'm really happy that we can do this. All right. Let's see. Today I am presenting two open space applications. And the first one will be for 2205890, requested by applicant Charney Lane. I'm going to pull up my presentation slide here. Make sure that I share the correct one first. Can everyone see this? Okay, great. All right. Okay, this is regarding a current use tax exemption for open space in Kitsap County Code 1812 and the revised code of Washington 8434. I'm gonna go to slide 2. Here's the Kitsap County map. The red arrow is showing approximate area within Commissioner District 1. The address is 26670 Breidablik Place Northwest in Paulsbo, Washington. The parcel number is 272-701-1050-2000, and the property is 4.2 acres in size. Here's the critical areas map. It indicates mapped wetlands at the west, a non-fish-bearing stream that meanders through the site, and there is an extreme sloping at the east of the property, and it's highlighted in green. There's a lot going on here with the contour lines. Here's slide 4, where it shows the zoning map. It indicates the parcel is rural residential zoning, which would require one dwelling unit per 5 acres. And slide 5 shows the site plan. The open space is lined in the red border. The home site and the road easement remain outside of the open space. And this is what is considered a single family designation for residential use. Slide 6 shows a 2021 aerial. That's a Kitsap County photo. And here is the 1994 Kitsap County photo of the parcel and prior to construction of the single family residence. And I believe it was built around 1994, according to assessor's data. So the land is eligible for open space classification under qualification criteria set forth by the State of Washington Open Space Act, Chapter 8434, as I mentioned, and the Kitsap County Open Space Code in 1812. Property qualifying for current use open space must have at least 2 sensitive characteristics or resources, and this property has 3 high priority resources and 1 low priority resource. This lane application has been found to be eligible for an 80% reduction to the land value, and this time the property owner does not choose the public access option, which is an option we offer or that the code and the legislation offers to anyone. But there would be an additional 10% tax reduction, and that's only with the public access. Slide 9 here. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I have the right slide. So I don't have the tax shift up on this slide. Let me jump down. Okay, so we did receive a tax shift provided by the assessor's office. The property tax would decrease by approximately $359 annually, and this is based on that 80% land use value reduction. Staff did make a site visit on July 25th of this year, 2023. And this first photo from that site visit is showing the steep slope at the northeast portion of the property. Here's a couple more photos and on slide 10. The photo at the left faces northwest. And at the right, we're looking west towards the adjacent neighbor. And here, this photo at the left faces west from the subject site where the forested area at the center of the parcel begins to open up to the wetlands. The photo at the right here is of an old historic skid row, and I didn't capture what it looked like in person, but I thought that was a pretty interesting piece of history there. And this is also shown and represented on the site plan provided by the applicants. Here in slide 12, we have a photo at the left, which is facing south easterly towards snags and vegetation throughout the wetland area. And there were hundreds of frogs at my feet in those grasses. So I got a little picture there. And that actually concludes this first open space application presentation. And I believe you wanted to jump into the next one, or did you want to do questions on this one?
Well, we usually do them separate.
Okay.
Do this and then the public hearing portion, or questions and a public hearing. And then in this case, we'll all need to defer the deliberations, but unless you wanted.
So we can still have the public hearing, even though we can't vote on it.
Yes.
Okay.
And then once the deliberation recommendation are postponed or continued to the next regular meeting, that will allow time for additional planning commission members to review what has occurred at this meeting. And then they will be informed and able to vote at the following meeting.
Okay. So at this time, we will have the open the public hearing for anybody that wishes to address this open space application. Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
We do have a member of the public. I'm not sure if he wishes to speak on this item or if it's later for the general public, but we can go ahead and pull him over and ask.
Okay.
That would be Mr. Heyman. I think you should be able to unmute yourself. We also have an Elizabeth Nichols that just raised her hand, so I'm going to go ahead and pull her over too.
I'm sorry, I had it up for general, so wrong time. Very
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, right. Great. I'm also seeing Mr. Heyman's hand went down, so I'm assuming that he also would like to speak during the general public comment period.
Okay.
So at this time, we have nobody online or in the room who wishes to testify.
Okay, so we will close the public hearing at this time. Deliberations and recommendations will be postponed until our next scheduled meeting.
Yes.
To allow the quorum of at least six members to review and approve or.
Yes, because we for this type of item, we need a two-thirds majority. So, right. And right now we have a quorum, which is a simple majority, but we need two-thirds for voting on this specific kind of item.
So that will be scheduled for the next regular meeting. Now we have the next agenda item is the Dent open space application. And Ms. Kreffels.
Okay, thank you again, Chair Phillips. So here we have our next open space application. It is number 230065. I am presenting this on behalf of the request made by application from Marsha Adams and Oris Dent. And their request is to transfer 6.4 of their 7.6 acres currently designated as current use agriculture by the assessors to a current use open space. This is a current conservation easement, or I'm sorry, there is a current conservation easement in place with the Great Peninsula Conservancy. And transferring out of current use agriculture is due to no longer maintaining the commercial farm they once had. Slide two, here is a Kitsap County map. The red arrow is showing the approximate area within Commissioner District 1. The address is 25101 Chris Lane Northeast in Kingston, Washington. Parcel number is 342702. 2011-2006. And this is 7.6 acres or 331,056 square feet in size. Here is a critical areas map. It indicates hydric soils, which our Kitsap County parcel shows as potential wetlands. Also, it has mapped wetlands. It has flood areas and streams throughout the majority of the parcel. Slide four is a zoning map. It indicates that the parcel is rural protection and that requires one dwelling unit per 10 acres. Outbuildings here on the property include a barn, a shed, a detached garage, and also some solar panels. And they will all remain within the home site. Here is a site plan which shows the approximate area as 1.2 acres or 52,275 square feet. Of the property that would remain in single family designation for residential use. This is or would be at the northeast portion, as well as the easement road that you see running along the east perimeter boundary. And it's marked in my really well hatched green lines. Okay, slide six here is the 2021 aerial photo. And this is the 1994 Kitsap County aerial photo of the parcel, of course. And this is also showing that the buildings, outbuildings, home site, most everything is how it is today. There may be an extra building today, but I don't believe so. Slide H explains that the land is eligible for open space classification under qualification criteria set forth by the State of Washington Open Space Act, Chapter 8434, Revised Code of Washington, as well as the Kitsap County Open Space Code 1812. The DENT application has been found to be eligible for a 50% reduction to the land value. Property qualifying for current use open space must have at least two sensitive characteristics or resources. And this property has two high priority resources, as well as one priority resource. At this time, the property owner does not choose the public access option in exchange of the additional 10% tax reduction. I'll move to slide nine. I do have the tax shift estimate on this slide. And according to the assessor's office, the property tax would decrease by approximately $596 and a couple cents annually. And this is based on that 50% land use value reduction. And here we have the first photo on the left shows the driveway as we face west. And the photo at the right is approaching from the southeast. The outbuildings are located on the home site, as I mentioned earlier, and they are set aside as residential use. And the parcel was once a working farm, which is why it is now converting from current use agriculture to current use open space. And let's see here, the left photo faces west from the home site, and the photo on the right is facing the southwest corner where the wetlands and the streams have been delineated. And here the photo at the left is heading south along Chris Lane. And to the right, we are looking northwest from the road. And this is the final slide. It concludes staff's presentation for the Dent Adams open space application. And I am available for any questions. Also, my information is at the bottom of the screen. My email, jkreifels@kitsap.gov, if anybody has any questions or comments moving forward. Thank you.
And Commissioner,
I have two questions. The first one had an 80% reduction. The second one had a 50% reduction. What's the criteria for determining what percentage tax reduction?
So you can have a 50% reduction if you have at least two sensitive resources and no more than one being in that low priority. And then that bumps up to a 60% reduction if you add on that 10% public access. And then it jumps to an 80% reduction when you have at least three resources that fit the criteria and have sources to back it up. And then there is a 90% reduction, which is that additional 10% for public access option once again.
Thank you. Question two, the 80% reduction, is that over the entire property or just the property that's being put to open?
Good question. Yes. So it is required by state law that you reserve 1 acre for the home site. So that is not being applied to that home site land, as it will be called by the assessor's data single use or single family residential use, which falls into a higher category for taxation to begin with. So if you were to put the entire space as it is today, well, I don't want to confuse anyone. It was a little bit confusing to figure out, but let's just say that the home site value is a lot higher, and rather than anything set aside in the open space, as far as value goes, it's a lower tax bracket, if you will. The assessors really assigns these, designations. And so they do have, they go by different tax districts and different codes. And it would be like saying there's more value attached to the home use rather than the open space use.
So my understanding is that the 1 acre taxes actually went up, but the 80% reduction was just for the open space areas.
Right. And I was told it could be a little bit confusing because they're also converting from the commercial farm use. And so they're not going to see as drastic as a tax reduction as they might, as anyone might assume, and that is because they are taxed differently, the home site versus the open space. So if they went up, they would go up because everyone in that area went up, perhaps, or maybe that is because it is going from commercial farm, which is the current use agricultural state designation, into the current use open space county designation. They sound a lot alike, but they are not the same thing.
Thank you.
Good job doing your homework on the tax shift form.
Hey, do we have any other questions? All right. So we need to open up the public hearing at this point. And is there anyone wishing to speak?
I am not seeing any hands raised.
Okay. So we will close the public hearing and we will delay the deliberation and recommendations until our next scheduled meeting on 3 October. Okay. That brings us to our general public comment. And I see one hand raised, Elizabeth Nichols.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hello, Planning Commission members. I'm a citizen just learning of the workings of the Kitsap County Planning Commission. Reading about the duties of the Planning Commission, I learned that they act as the research and fact-finding agency of the county. They need to consider overall impacts to the community as a whole, and they do not represent any particular person, business, or group within the county. I was dismayed at the last meeting on September 5th. I heard the presentation of the critical areas ordinances by county staff. There was a lack of a balanced discussion and interested questioning by the commission to more deeply understand and move forward with these important mandated ordinances. Certainly, the county staff could have presented more scientific information and education about the ordinances, for instance, bringing experts to answer questions about best available science. But I heard much disdain by commission members for the ordinances and for the staff doing the presentation. I heard from the commission members comments about buffer reductions
destroying buildable parcels, that the CAOs are a removal of my property rights. I did not hear a thoughtful, respectful discussion with true intent for fact-finding, with the understanding of the need to balance building homes with protecting the environment. I would ask that the members of the Planning Commission remember that they are representative of all the citizens of Kitsap County. They are entrusted with protecting not just individual property rights, but also protecting the valuable environmental resources of the county. They are tasked with taking seriously the critical areas ordinances and other legal and mandated environmental protections to safeguard our common water quality, habitat for wildlife, and natural resources for the health of all. Thank you for letting me comment.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Mr. Doug Heyman.
Hi, thank you. My name is Doug Heyman. I live in North Kitsap. And at the last meeting, there was a question that Colin couldn't answer because he didn't take part in the working group about shoreline water issues, but he had been part of the other ones. And I just wanted to recommend that maybe the commissioners request that the working group meetings for the critical area ordinance work get recorded so that there's a greater record. I watched that one or listened to it. Sorry, I was driving and listening to it and took in that there had been a rumor amongst property owners that there was this half mile buffer that was being imposed, and they were all worried. And the DCG watershed person, Al Wald, had been repeatedly letting people know that that wasn't the issue, that the case would be more likely that they would test wells. And if they did find higher salinity levels that, implicated, seawater coming into the ground, then there would be some further actions in the area. So I think basically what I would request is that, maybe you asked some of those experts that took part in those hearings, from ecology or from Fish and Wildlife, to maybe provide a presentation as well, because they had a lot of good information. And if there was recordings of all of those working group meetings, there'd be a greater record for the public and for the planning commissioners to access. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for those comments. Let's see. I do not see anybody else wishing to speak at this time, so I will close the public comment period. And that brings us to the for the good of the order or commissioner comments. Do we have any inputs on this? Commissioner Smith, sorry.
I just wanted to thank the members of the public to share that came forward this afternoon to share their perspective. I really do appreciate the comments that were shared and their engagement in this process. Sometimes I think we talk about very important issues, and I wish we had more participation from the public. And I do appreciate them taking the time to join us today and to share their feedback.
Okay. Is there any other comments for the good of the order? Nope. Okay. We will close that agenda. And that brings us to the end of this meeting. Unless I hear an objection, I will go ahead and close the meeting. And then we will pick up the open space application at the next meeting. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.